Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me in the scripture to Matthew, the 6th chapter. And let's release our faith and believe with me, please, for utterance, direction. Father, in Jesus' name, we agree together as touching this, asking you right now for utterance. I'm asking, Lord, speak through me as the oracles of God beyond me. Help me to yield to you fully. Give all of us ears that hear and eyes that see and a heart and mind that understand, perceive, and receive. Give us answers to things we haven't seen and remind us of things, how to be a doer of it. Reveal yourself to us, we pray, and we thank you for answering our prayers. We purpose to not be forgetful hearers, but to be doers, and we thank you for manifesting your word in our lives as we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 6:33. Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." And what would happen? All these things shall be added to you. Now, if you look up back in the previous part of the chapter, all these things includes housing, clothing, food. He's talking about natural needs and desires. And a lot of folks shout about that last part, but as we've said, this last part, all these things will be added to you, that's not our part. Who's going to do that? God. Not us. That's His part. How long do we need to camp on His part? We need to remind Him of it a lot so He don't forget to do it, or urge Him to come on and do what you said. A whole lot of folks, they focus on God's part, and it's a big mistake. Because He's never going to forget, and He's never going to fail to do it, what He said He'd do, if we do our part. Now, all these things being added to you, is that for everybody?
No.
Is that going to happen for everybody?
No.
Who's it going to happen for? A very select group. Those who seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Do you believe that as surely as we do that, He will do what He said He would do? You can count on it. So we need to focus on our part. What's our part? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now, Hebrews 1:8, if you can put that up for us, please. Hebrews 1:8 says that righteousness is the scepter of the Lord. Thy throne, O God, forever is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Everything God does is right. And when you see, somebody said, well, is God reigning here? If He's reigning there, the right things are going to be happening. What's good and what's right. So we are to seek His kingdom and His rightness. What is the kingdom of God? And how do we seek it? The kingdom of God is the king's dominion, the king's rule or reign, what the king reigns over. And what is the kingdom of God? It's what God is reigning over. What is God reigning over? Some say He's reigning over everything. Ultimately, that's true. In the immediate present, it's not true. God is not ruling and reigning over every man and woman on this planet. And God's will is not being done in everybody's life. If you think so, you're just wrong. Is God really responsible for all the evil and destruction in this earth? Is all that really His will?
No.
In this 33rd verse, you're in the 6th chapter, back up to verse 9. Back up to verse 9, please. They asked Jesus about how to pray, and He gave them what we call the Lord's Prayer. Let's all pray it out loud together. He said, after this manner, pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Did you notice how much the kingdom is referred to in this prayer? And if you look at what Jesus said and taught, and what the apostles said and taught, the kingdom is in constant reference. It's something that's been largely lost in the modern church. Did you know the gospel that's so much talked about is actually the gospel of the kingdom? It's the good news about the reign of God. And yet that sounds almost foreign to modern Christians. And we're to be seeking first His kingdom. Now, what did the prayer say? Thy kingdom come. Thy what? Will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's a great revelation about the kingdom of God. How do you know the king is ruling over it? The king's will is being done. And some people try to say, oh, God's ruling over everything on the earth. Right now, He is not. It's just not true. Now, there'll come a time when every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. But right now, the Bible says Satan is the god of this world. I could give you a dozen references for that in the New Testament. If you haven't been with us, go back to the back, get the CDs, DVDs, go online, download it. It won't cost you anything. And go through the Scriptures with us. There's a lot of stuff been taught and preached in churches that's contrary to the Bible. And all of us have to watch and examine ourselves continuously. Just because it's been preached for 100 years doesn't make it true. It wasn't true when the guy came up with it 200 years ago, and it's still not true. But just because it becomes very familiar and comfortable, people think it is. Examine everything. Everything you hear me say, everything you hear anybody say, everything comes out of your mouth. Where is it in this book? I know in the beginning days of me going to Bible school, the Lord challenged me personally about this. I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside He spoke to my heart. He said, Keith, everything you realize you believe, find it in the Word. Find it. Challenge yourself. Examine yourself. And so I took that seriously. And as time would go on, I'd think of something and go, oh yeah, I believe that. Okay, where's it at? Where's it at? So I'd start looking. Sometimes I found it. Sometimes I found part of it. Other times I couldn't find it at all. So I'd search and I'd search. And I thought, well, I know this is in here. I've believed this all my life. Where's it at? And in my search, I actually found Scriptures that contradicted it. I thought, uh-oh. And then I realized I heard my grandpa say it. Some preacher that I grew up with said it. And it wasn't right then, and it isn't right now. Friend, let's discipline ourselves to take everything back to the Word. Did Jesus operate this way? When He was challenged, when He was tempted, what did He say? It is written. It is written. It is also written. You think you and I ought to operate that way? No doubt. Go with me, please. You're there in Matthew 6. Go to the 5th chapter, please. Let me finish that thought. This may be a new thought to some people. People say, no, no, God's in control. God's in control. So God was in control of you. Everything you said yesterday. Everything you did. Whether you ate cornflakes or Rice Krispies. Everything you said, everything you did, everything, everywhere you went, God was in control and responsible for all of that. No, come on, listen. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, how?
On earth.
On earth, how?
As it is in heaven.
How much crime do they have in heaven today?
Zero.
How much?
Zero.
Are there some parts of heaven you ought not go after dark? How much crime in heaven?
None.
Absolutely none. How much poverty in heaven?
None.
Are there some people going hungry? There's some people that...
No.
Zero. Zero. How much... How many atrocities? How much bad weather? How many tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes they're having? None. You know why? God is in complete control there. And He doesn't have two separate wills, one for heaven and one for earth. He told us to pray, "Thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven." If His will is already being done on the earth, why would we need to pray that it would be done? Now let's get rid of the tradition and realize the truth. The devil would like nothing better than for you to believe there is no devil and that God is responsible for everything that's happening down here, so that you blame Him. You blame God for what the devil and crazy people are doing. But God's not our problem. Never has been. Never will be. In the beginning, when God created everything, the Bible said everything He made was very good. There was no curse. There was no death. There was nothing. And then after everything is restored, the Bible said there's going to be new heavens and new earth, and in it there's going to be no more curse, and there'll be no more dying, no more crying, no more pain, no more sorrow.
Hallelujah.
Now this stuff that's happening right now because of man's sin and the curse was never the perfect will of God and won't be the perfect will of God. He did it the way He wanted it. What happened as a result of sin and curse is not an improvement on God's plan. Anybody looking forward to an earth and a heaven where there is no curse? We've never been in a place like that. Where nothing ever gets old or dies. Where you go millennia after millennia without one wrinkle or gray hair or pain. Not one bit of pain. We've never been in a place like that. We've never been in a place like that. There are thousands and thousands of accounts of people that died and went to and saw something of heaven and came back. And virtually every one of them was so unhappy they came back. Some of them became quite depressed and became upset. Why? Because we don't know how depressed this place is. It's heavy with the curse and shadow and darkness and evil. And once we get free from this, everything is just going to just lighten up, brighten up. Life with zero death. That's what we got to look forward to. But don't get in too big of a rush to go. You got a job to do. You are boots on the ground with a mission to accomplish. Let's get in. Let's get it done. Let's get out of here.
Amen.
What do you say?
Yes, sir.
Sir, yes, sir.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.